Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode number 59 of Hardwick Sound. Back at it once again with my family. My name is Caleb Hardwick, and joining me, as always, is that very family, beginning with my lovely mother, Ms. Carla.
Hello, Caleb. It's good to have you back home for a little while.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
I hope so.
That's right. I missed you.
Caleb's not in Boston for this episode.
That's right. I'm all the way back here in the dump. That is the voice of my older brother, Mr. Noah Hardwick.
Hi, everybody.
Not heard so far in this episode is my younger brother, Mr. Seth Hardwick.
Hi.
Hi.
It really has become a dump since you got back.
Not really. I mean,
I don't know. You've been taking things in and out and packing and throwing things here and throwing things there. And
it, you know,
bigger,
amazingly,
new boxes in the floor now.
Amazingly, this is true. But at the same time, my side of the room is still better than your side of the room, largely speaking.
I disagree to that fact.
Well, the fact that a lot of these big boxes in the floor are yours. I mean,
he took my room and made it into a dump.
Yeah.
He dumped all his Legos in there.
No, my room was a dump, but I've did it all myself.
Do we have any room in the house that isn't?
Yes.
Do we?
Yes. The bathroom downstairs is pretty good.
All right.
Not the closet.
Nice to know that everybody, the cleanest room in the house is the bathroom downstairs. So. How's it going, everybody? What's the most exciting thing to happen to you today?
I don't know. Compared to yesterday, today's been really, really boring.
Yeah.
Probably the most exciting thing to me today was finding a package that FedEx had lost. Actually, FedEx didn't lose it. Walgreens lost it at the drop-off. And my customer that the package was supposed to go to contacted me, and since she lives in Las Vegas, she contacted me and told me that they had told her that she needed to come to Little Rock, to Stagecoach Road, Little Rock Walgreens, and pick up a package there.
That'd be a long drive to pick up a package.
Yeah. So I had to call FedEx and arrange for them to pick it up and deliver it to her. But anyway, I was just excited they found it. Lost package.
Does anybody have anything that can top Mama's lost package story?
You brought Cola home.
I did. Cola went to the vet overnight, and he came home, and he was so happy. Happy little puppy dog.
I had exciting stories yesterday, but you didn't ask about that.
Okay. What's the most exciting thing that happened to you yesterday, Ms. Carla?
Well, yesterday I was traveling with Seth home from Council Bluffs, Iowa.
Oh, really?
Yes. And we saw, I think there probably, I know there were thousands, I'm thinking maybe hundreds of thousands of snow geese in the sky above us migrating up the muddy Missouri River. It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen before. I've never seen so many birds in one place. And they made beautiful patterns across the sky where they had all their V's, you know, how geese fly in V's.
Mm-hmm.
And there were just hundreds and hundreds of V's all over the sky. They look like snakes going across the sky.
Hundreds of V's. It's a sign.
Yeah. It was exciting. We pulled over and tried to take pictures, but you can't take pictures of snow geese flying overhead. It just doesn't work. But it was beautiful. I would love to see something like that again. And then I also saw three gigantic crocheted lions.
Yeah, you were telling me about this. This is kind of remarkable.
They were on the way from Ripley's, believe it or not, to be exhibited at the Memphis Zoo. And the truck had broken down in Benton, Arkansas. And I saw it, and I was curious, and I stopped and talked to the driver, took pictures. They had come from the UK, from the Olympics that they had in London. And they were traveling around the U.S. and being exhibited in the U.S.
Yeah.
So, but they were crocheted out of 36 miles
yeah.
of yarn.
Yeah, the pictures you showed were pretty remarkable.
Honestly. The crocheting was just beautiful. Whoever did it was just, they were beyond amazing. They were a true artist.
The fact, it's just like, when I was reading about this, I think it said it took them, 18 months to crochet?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about, spending 18 months of my life crocheting.
Well, what if you
dropped? That's kind of amazing.
What if you dropped a stitch or made a mistake? Oops, got to throw it away.
Yeah, I don't know.
I got to order another 36 miles of yarn.
Yeah, I don't know.
And where do you store that much yarn while you're
crocheting? That's a good
question. Where did these get crocheted at?
I don't know.
A garage? A living room? I mean, I don't
know. London Crochet Club?
But there were three of them in a trailer about the size of a regular trailer on an 18-wheeler. That's how big they were.
Yeah.
They were really neat.
Mine can top Mama's, though, from yesterday.
Okay, go for it.
I ate Chick-fil-A.
That is pretty exciting.
That is exciting. It was exciting. We ate Chick-fil-A in Joplin, Missouri.
Wow. Right in the middle of the famous Joplin tornado path.
Yep.
The one that got the Chick-fil-A God preserved from the tornado.
I don't know if he did or not. I'd have to check into that to know if that's true or not. But yeah, all the other businesses around there, I remember distinctly were destroyed in the tornado.
Yeah.
The Home Depot, the Walgreens.
I never want to make fun of such an awful tragedy, but it is kind of interesting to think about a tornado blowing over the entire city, but Chick-fil-A's the one standing building. It's it's very much like a Rahab and the Wall of Jericho. God just preserving Chick-fil-A in that house.
I don't know. We were kind of debating this. When did they actually build the Chick-fil-A? Was it there before?
It was a very new, modern, sleek-looking Chick-fil-A, which is something a little bit strange for Joplin, which is kind of an older town.
So it was either in the path of the tornado and it got rebuilt by insurance, or perhaps Chick-fil-A provided a lot of support after the tornado. People fell in love with Chick-fil-A and they built one up there. I don't know. We'll have to try to find out the story on that and report back.
Noah, what's the most exciting thing to happen to you today? Or yesterday, apparently.
Yesterday, I went to Chick-fil-A.
Really? Oh, my goodness. I have not eaten a Chick-fil-A, although I have been eating these Chick-fil-A things out of the freezer.
Shh.
I'm sorry. I've been eating some chicken out of the freezer.
Which may or may not have
chicken
come from Chick-fil-A.
Fillets.
I don't... There's something less Christian about them, though. I don't know. I don't feel the Jesus
I think
Jesus
we should
as
take
much.
Them back to Harps and ask the meat manager to pray over them.
Yeah. Maybe we should.
These don't feel like sanctified Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
Why do you think they were rejected?
Oh, good point. These were the birds that were unholy.
Something like that. I think you have to cut this part out of the podcast.
The sacrament of Chick-fil-A was not met. Well, that's great. I'm glad y'all got to go to Chick-fil-A. So tell me more about this trip to Iowa, Seth. What was this about?
Lego convention.
Tell me all about this said Lego convention.
It's in Iowa.
And it was a Nebraska Brick Day.
Yeah, that is a little weird. So it was Nebraska Brick Days, but it was in Iowa.
Yeah. Yep. It was. I thought that was strange, too. I mean, you can see Nebraska. It was right across the river.
Yeah.
But it was technically in Iowa.
I mean, we can't really talk. We hold the salt bowl in Pulaski County.
It's true.
Good point. So, about this Lego convention, what did you do? What did you take to it?
My Lego City.
Cool. And how'd that go?
Good.
Tell me, how good?
I don't know. Supposedly, I won an award.
Supposedly?
Supposedly.
What he's not actually telling us is that he actually built the award himself. And he took it with him. Because the trophy's built out of Legos.
It's true.
I mean, I suppose anybody could make this trophy, I guess. There's nothing...
Today, anybody can get a trophy. But when it's made of Legos, it's really easy.
You just make your own.
I showed up Sunday morning, and it just happened to be sitting on my bottle factory on my table. So
somebody just set it there on accident.
Yeah, you never know.
They accidentally set it there and printed out your name and put next to it.
Yeah.
Perhaps. Congratulations, Seth. Although, you won, what was it? Small champion? Small construction champion?
Nebraska Brick Days small creation champion.
Cool.
Funny thing is, though, is that was the largest thing on my layout.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the one that won the large construction champion was about
20 foot long.
Yeah, it was huge. So, yeah. In comparison to the one that won the large construction, it actually was very small.
Was there any prize in addition to this trophy?
Nope.
Not at all?
Nope.
Bragging rights.
Well, it looks good to be able to say I built the champion small construction at Brick Days, Nebraska in Iowa.
Can you build a roundabout in your city now and put the trophy in the middle of it?
I like this idea.
I like it too.
I like a roundabout. Yeah, you could do it. You could just do four circles with little things out the side. Yeah, it's doable.
I don't know. Maybe more like a town square. Squares are easier than roundabouts.
It would be.
Will you work on that for next time?
I'll work on that.
Okay, so before we move on, let's hear a quick word from this week's sponsor.
Hi, this is Ben, your friendly neighborhood butcher, and I'd like to tell you about this week's special. Half-off secular, boneless, skinless, and soulless chicken. These non-elect USDA graded unfit for the consumption of the saints fillets have all the same great soul-saving flavor of redeemed Christian chicken, without the same pressure-fried soul-saving power. So drop by today, gain the wings, and lose your soul. Only at your local Unwhole Food stores.
So, going to Iowa, seeing birds and lions, that's some of the exciting things we've been doing.
Caleb, what's the most exciting thing that's happened to you in the last however long it's been?
Two months? It you know, I'd say hands down, probably ice skating. That was a pretty big first in my life. I've never been ice skating until I went... I was in Boston, and I found out that they were having free ice skating in the Boston Common, the city park. And so me and Kristen went there, and we went ice skating. And I only got to go around like 4 or 5 times, but, you know, it was a pretty big first in my life.
That's the highlight of this year.
I mean, it was a pretty big one.
Has anything else happened in your life that's exciting besides ice skating?
Oh, and also I got engaged.
Let's try it again with a little bit more passion this time.
I also got engaged.
No, let's try a little less passion.
I also got engaged.
That's pretty good. That fits in there.
Is that pretty good?
Yeah.
Okay. No. Yeah, so I got engaged to Miss Kristen Page on January 26th in Biloxi, Mississippi.
On the beach. Barefoot.
On the beach, barefoot.
And because your feet hurt.
Can I say
ice
this?
Skating.
This is interesting. No, this was actually before ice skating. Although, this is an interesting point. I guess I had a bit of what you would call cold feet, or I don't know. Because I not like in a bad way, but like it was interesting.
That's what happens
that
when you stick your feet down in cold sand.
The sand was really cold, and my feet were, yes, barefoot. And so as soon as I was like standing there and I was ready to propose to Kristen, I don't know, I guess I just buried my feet in the sand, and I didn't think anything about it for about 10 minutes, but as soon as I pulled my feet out of the sand after I proposed, I didn't realize that my feet were like just blue.
Wow.
Like they were really, really cold.
Is that like a prophecy of the future or something?
I think it just meant my feet were cold.
Okay.
And then I was excited, and my feet were having blood drawn away from my extremities.
Oh, wow.
In any case, it took like almost an hour for my feet to warm up after that. Like they were just totally numb.
Hmm.
But that was kind of not the most exciting part of that moment anyway. So not a big deal.
You know, you mentioned that was January 26th. Seth had something exciting on January 29th.
Yeah.
He had his 21st birthday.
Yay.
Yay. My brother missed it.
Yeah, I'm sorry I wasn't here.
No, you're not.
I mean, I don't know. Did you do anything on your birthday, Seth?
I went and ate, but no, I didn't do anything because you weren't here.
I'm sorry. I know I have to be here for the party to happen.
We'll cope without you.
Well, I want you to know that I wrote you a tribute on your birthday,
okay,
just like I did your brother's, and I'd like to air it for the first time. No one's heard it before, right here, live on the podcast. Are you ready?
Ready. Are we live? Good question. I mean,
we're not live. It'll be
live
edited.
I'm live in the moment.
I'm not dead.
Yeah.
But how do you know? Maybe by the time this airs.
I'm like, what are you saying? This is a horrible.
Well, let's talk about birthdays now.
Let's talk about birthdays.
Okay, this is Seth. This is for Seth, okay?
Okay.
Seth, a son of paradox, a man-child once paralyzed by fear, who was stirred by storms, sirens, and energized by the wail of an engine rushing toward danger. A selfish, selfless, was Seth it? So, I mean, it's hard, I can't read it. A selfish, selfless, contradiction who finds himself always running toward those who need him most.
I'm really confused.
I liked it better when it was Sethish.
A selfish, Sethless.
A Sethish, Sethish, self-sethful.
Successful.
Selfish, selfless contradiction who finds himself always running toward those who need him most.
Wow. Happy birthday, Seth. Sorry I'm a month and a half late.
Segway.
Noah, did you go see a movie anytime in the last month and a half?
I think so.
Okay. Don't tell me what movie it was. This is another episode of Noah's Unmentionable Movie Reviews. And now this brings us to the part of the show where we review an unmentionable movie.
What movies did I go see? Was there only one?
I think so. The only one that I know of. So let's talk about this movie that you maybe or may not saw. Tell us the general plot without giving away the movie.
Okay. Let's see. Some guy's father murders his uncle, and then his cousin comes...
Is this Shakespeare?
Actually, yes. Comes back to his city to take over the throne from him because he's king. And kind of kills him, but not really.
Wow.
Wow.
That does sound a lot like a Shakespeare
plot. Pretty dramatic.
Plot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can only imagine it must have been very English and Shakespearean.
Yeah, sure.
So, in your personal opinion, how did this movie do?
It did okay. I wasn't just amazed, but I wasn't unhappy with it either.
Okay. And so... out of the movies you've seen recently, how does this one rank?
I don't think it was as fun as the movie I saw, trying to think of how to describe it, about a alien with an eye patch.
Yeah, that does sound fun. I can only imagine because I don't know what movie
this green sidekick.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, that's good. That's good. So, would you recommend going and seeing this quote-unquote Shakespearean film?
Sure, why not, if you want.
It probably already seen it at this point anyway.
Yes, based on the number of ticket sales, it's doing quite well, so there's a good chance of that.
Okay. All right, everybody, go see this movie. Like most of our unmentionable movies, it's pretty likely that if you go to the theater, you will end up seeing this movie anyway. So have fun, everybody, and let us know what you think. If you don't know what movie we're talking about, just leave a review of a movie that you saw. It doesn't even have to be the same movie. It's just any unmentionable movie
just
you want.
Just go to the theater, see a movie, and leave a review.
But don't tell us what movie it was. That's how this works. Go to our website at Hardwick Sound. No, that's not right. Go to our website at HardwickPodcast.com or Facebook.com/HardwickPodcast. All right, let's move on to our sound advice for this episode.
Sound advice.
Does anybody have any advice this week that will lead our listeners to a better, more richer, more abundant, fuller life?
I do.
Oh, good. Goody, goody, goody.
I have found out that if you want your barbecue to taste really good, cook it in root beer.
Oh, yeah. This is good. So, Kristen and I, when we came down to Arkansas, we had a little engagement party for the fam and friends.
Yep.
By the way, it was fun.
Thanks for everybody that came.
By the way, thank you everybody who came. And so, Mom, you made some delicious pork. Was it pork or beef?
It was beef.
Mom made some delicious beef barbecue, and you used the secret ingredient.
Of root beer.
Root beer.
Yeah.
I thought it tasted a little weird.
I thought it was delicious.
The butcher at Harps told me, in fact, both the butchers at Harps told me, if you want to make really delightful barbecue, put it in root beer.
Mm.
Drain the root beer off after a few hours, wash it really well so that, you know, there's no root beer on it, and then season it the way you normally would, put it back in the pot, cook it a little bit longer, and your guests will be delighted. And they were. Everybody loved that barbecue.
I did. I wonder what it is about the root beer that makes it good.
I don't know.
Is it just sugar? Is it just because it makes it sugary?
I think it's probably a combination of things. I think the root beer is probably a little acidic, so it probably tenderizes it a little bit. And also that the flavor that makes the licorice flavor in the root beer, whatever that is, gives it a little bit different of a kick. And then the sugar in it probably caramelizes a little bit too from the cooking and makes it nice yummy. And yummy.
Yummy, yummy, yeah. yummy, yummy. So everybody, go make yourself some root beer barbecue. It was good. Cool. Does anybody else have any sound advice for this episode?
59. I do.
Okay, Mr. Seth.
Well, as you know, spring is approaching and is pretty much upon us, which means that for now on, for the next few months, it's going to be nothing but green pollen floating around in the air and covering on everything, including your car.
This is true.
So my advice to you is don't waste your money on a car wash, because by the time you get home, it'll be covered in pollen again.
Yep.
True. Yesterday, I had a couple of young friends, and they were at the house, and I was trying to get them to wash the cars. And my discovery is that small children do not wash cars well.
Yeah.
I'm like, you miss a spot. Oh, and you miss a spot there too. Oh, and you miss a spot there too. Oh.
And wait, this is just now occurring to you, despite the fact that we did how many wash it while you worships?
Yeah, that's true. I guess for some reason I assumed that when you take youth groups to wash cars, they do bad.
It's different because they're in large groups. Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. But even when they just individually, they're just not very good at it. Sorry to my young friends who were here yesterday, but it's true. So that wasn't my sound advice, but for what it's worth, don't hire an 8-year-old to wash your car. Noah, do you have any sound advice for us this week?
Well, this isn't my sound advice, but I want to throw it out there. Okay. Apparently, you need to make friends with your local grocery store butcher or meat mark manager or whatever he is, because he's come up twice in this podcast.
Has he?
Yeah.
Okay, so he came up for the
We had to edit one of them out because it was related to Chick-fil-A, but...
That's right. I don't know. Maybe that was left in. Maybe our listeners got to enjoy that bit. Who knows? Cool. Make friends with your local butcher. It's more...
I think we should dedicate this episode to whoever he is.
Yeah.
I'll find out his
name. To Ben. Whatever his name is. I don't know.
The butcher.
The guy at Harps.
Ben the butcher.
There's two of them, and they're both really nice.
The guys at Harps.
Okay.
They're not a sponsor, but we're dedicating the episode to them.
Yes. Thank you for your services.
However, if you do manager at Harps, would like to donate to Hardwick Sound...
Then we'll be glad to provide you with the information on how to do that.
Cool.
Yeah. Now, my sound advice is if you want some instrumental music to listen to, you should look up Bright City's album, whose name I can't seem to think of the name of the album. It's like Steel Volume 2, I think.
Cool.
On YouTube and watch some good instrimental music trippy videos.
Yeah.
Yes.
I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Tribute or trippy?
Trippy. Definitely trippy.
Yeah.
This is, again, not my sound advice, but I would say the Beautiful Eulogies instrumental for the recent album Worthy was also pretty darn good.
So I have to listen to it too. Thank you.
Are we going
to
start a new segment that this is not my sound advice, but?
Not my sound advice, but. I like this. So we have sound advice and not my sound advice.
Or we give actual good advice.
I don't know. I have several sound advices, and some of them are actually pretty good, but some of them are also not that good. This is not my sound advice, but you can take a guitar on an airplane, hopefully. We'll find out tomorrow. And we'll see. We'll find out. We'll get back with you and let you know. My other sound advice is if you want to have your car serviced by an auto dealer that is very, what's the right word here?
Local?
No.
Sketchy?
No, quite the opposite. An auto dealer that is, they really, really like to communicate with you. Or something like that. Here's what I know. I took our truck to get an oil change a couple weeks ago. Since I've taken the truck to get the oil change.
By the way, it was a free oil change.
It was free. So, I mean, take what you get, right? But I've gotten like at least like 5 emails from them, a phone call, a text, and then today we got a letter in the mail from them. Like all just being like, hey, thank you for coming. You should come again.
Did you send it back and say, hey, send me another coupon for another free oil change, and I will.
They sent us a $20 coupon today. It says $20 bonus bucks, which I don't know how much an oil change costs, but that'll get you pretty far, I think, in an oil change.
Very good.
So,
I like that.
I don't know if these... It's one hand, it's like, okay, here's what I'm going to say.
These guys know how a business works.
If you want to have your car serviced by people who are almost annoyingly nice,
go to this place right here. Should we name drop them?
Parkway Automotive.
Parkway Automotive.
On Kirk Road in Little Rock.
On Kirk Road in Little
Thank
Rock.
You for the oil change and the $20 bonus bucks.
So these guys have been overly friendly, like it almost to the point of being annoying. So shout out to them and the Harps Butchers. They should collaborate or something.
Could I leave the... Are we about to leave the episode?
We're wrapping it up.
Okay. I want to give one more shout out, and I just want to thank Garvin Gardens for the last year. I had a one-year membership there, and I enjoyed it very much. I've come full cycle and seen all the different plants bloom during the year, and I wrote a poem for them.
A poem?
A poem.
Can you read it in a British accent?
I can't. Would you like to read it in a British accent?
No, I want to hear you try.
I don't know how to do that.
Do your best.
Oh, I'll try. This is a poem about Daffodil Hill. If you've been to Garvin Gardens, you've seen it there. Topping the hill, hand and heart, abed the sweet golden life, you lay me down in the bloom, and you savor my daffodil smiles.
Now, do you want to read it in a normal accent?
Should I?
In case that way we can cut the other one out of you.
Okay. To Daffodil Hill at Garvin Gardens, topping the hill, hand and heart, abed the sweet golden life, you lay me down in the bloom, and you savor my daffodil smiles.
And on that beautiful poetic note, we're going to wrap up episode number 59 of Hardwick Sound.
I think the British accent was better.
Thank you very much, family, for coming and joining me for another episode.
Thanks, Caleb. It was fun.
Good, good, good.
So, ice cream.
Y'all gonna get some ice cream. All right. And remember, one last thing, to stay safe
and don't be stupid.
Good job, guys.
Barbecue sauce equals root beer.
This has been Thoughts with Seth. All right. See you, everybody. Bye.
Goodbye.
Farewell.
Yum. Next time on Hardwick Sound, will Caleb's guitar get to Boston? Be sure to tune in to find out.
Will we find out the name of the two butchers at Harps?